It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Amber.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. I just threw you in here. I'm like, here, you gotta know what's going on. You've listened to enough.
Just because I work with Carrie and friends with her doesn't mean I know everything.
Amber is in the house.
Yes,
by yourself.
I know.
And it's like a chaotic Monday here at the McGrew Blair household. Like, I come in and the lady that cleans our house had just stepped in a pile of poop that our dog had just left her. And it was awesome. And
yeah.
Anyway, how are you on this wonderful Monday?
I'm not too bad outside of my water being shut off at my house.
I know you've got some house drama too.
Yeah.
You've got like a metaphorical pile of poop happening.
We do. Yeah.
What's going on?
I have no idea.
Okay. You're happy to be here.
Up. Yes, I am.
And not there. I bet the boyfriend's like, dadgummit. Really? Yes. Pick today to do your podcast thingy-majiggy?
Right. I'm like, good luck with that. I'll see you later.
All right. So since this is your first time solo, mm-hmm. I want to get to know you. So give us the Amber biography in the Cliff Note version. Don't take it. If I need to call in a psychologist, you've gone too deep.
Well, I have a psychology degree.
There we go.
We're okay.
Multitasking.
Right?
Great. So who is Amber?
I don't know.
For a girl with a psychology degree.
Right? Well, you told me not to go too deep, so I gotta be careful what I'm saying here. Let's see. I turned 32 this month.
Very cool. What day?
July 20th.
I'm the 27th.
Very nice.
Yeah,
That's exciting.
I'll be 34. A little older.
That's all right. I'm sad about 32. So.
How did you react to 30?
Not well.
I know. I was kind of like, this is the end. The beginning of the end. It
yes.
doesn't go any younger because 20s are like the fun. You can get away with a lot more.
Right?
When you're in your 20s.
I know.
And then you're in your 30s and you're supposed to start like being an adult.
Yeah. And I did not have my shit together. Let me tell you. I don't know that I do now.
I was like, how have the last 2 years progressed? Because I don't think the last 4 years progressed very well either for me.
Yeah. No. I just got more tattoos over the last 2 years, and that's it.
They're very pretty and very colorful. I love them.
Thank you.
Are you from Denver?
I am not. I'm from Wisconsin.
I could kind of hear the north in your voice. When did you move here?
8.5 years ago.
Okay.
So 2007.
All right. I moved here from Missouri about the same time.
Very nice.
And will you ever move back?
No.
I understand completely.
Yeah. Not at all.
And what do you do for a day job?
So I work at Children's Colorado.
With Carrie.
With Carrie. And I am a lab outreach coordinator.
What does that mean?
I manage our outreach piece. So I help bring in business from external facilities. And
okay.
I manage that business for their laboratory testing.
That seems very important. Is it like salesy type?
It is kind of salesy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could talk to anyone. That's why you're comfortable here.
I don't know about that, but I try to pretend that I can.
You fake it. Fake
I
it
do.
Till you make it.
Exactly.
Well, who is your woman crush of the week?
So my woman crush is Whitney Smith, who is our lab manager at Children's.
Okay.
Over the last couple months, she's had to take on quite a bit. And with being a mom of twins.
Oh, how old?
And I think they're probably 4.
Okay.
And there's just been a lot going on in our laboratory. And she just has to take it on. And she's
been superwoman.
Really strong. Yeah.
Very cool.
It's been awesome. I think she's about to develop an ulcer, but she's doing well.
But you work at a hospital. Hopefully the insurance will cover it.
Right? You hope. You
right?
hope.
I'm always amazed at those super women out there. Moms, professionals, all in the same. And then when work gets hairy, they have to like, I don't understand how. No.
I know. I don't know how she does it. And there's so many difficult things going on, challenging things. So
is it going to get better, though?
I think so.
Is there a light at the end of that crazy lab going nuts tunnel?
It's pretty far out there, but I think it might be there.
Or it could be a train coming to hit you, right?
Yeah,
is that what they say?
It's just like a
little dot. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for taking time out of your crazy life. It sounds like you're crazy at home, crazy in the lab.
Yeah, always crazy.
And I have been trying to get you here for a while.
I know. Then I got sick.
You got sick. Yes.
Yeah. So we had to reschedule.
And I took that as a sign to take the week off. And you thank did. You for that.
Anytime.
It all works out. All right. My woman crush of the week is Vera Wang.
Oh.
Yep. Did you know that she was a figure skater? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And a journalist before entering the fashion industry. And she didn't enter the fashion industry until she was 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't know any of this. And I'm like, holy cow, that's awesome. And today she's one of the world's premier women designers. She was born and raised in New York City. She graduated from the Chapin School in 1967, attended the University of Paris, and earned a degree in art history from Sarah Lawrence College. She began figure skating at the age of 8. While in high school, she trained with Pairs partner James Stewart and competed in the 1968 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She was featured in Sports Illustrated's Faces in the Crowd in the January 9th, 1968 issue.
Wow.
Yeah, this woman's deep.
I did not know any of that.
Beginning in 1970, she was a senior fashion editor for Vogue, but left Vogue after being turned down for the editor-in-chief position, currently filled by Anna Wintour, and joined Ralph Lauren as a design director for 2 years. She's made wedding gowns for many well-known public figures, such as Chelsea Clinton, Ivanka Trump, Campbell Brown, who I don't know who that is.
I don't know that.
Okay, good. Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, Victoria Beckham, Avril Lavigne, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner, Sharon Stone, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Hilary Duff. She's just, it keeps going on. Kate Hudson, Khloe and Kim Kardashian. And she also has evening wear that's been worn by Miss Michelle Obama.
Oh.
She's been on television mainly playing herself.
Yeah.
She played herself in Gossip Girl, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Ugly Betty, Chelsea Lately, and I found this great quote from her. The key is falling in love with something, anything. If your heart's attached to it, then your mind will be attached to it as well.
That's a very good quote.
Yeah. So were you surprised about some of that stuff?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I have some Vera Wang shoes from Kohl's that I got for like $20. They were on sale. I could never afford the Vera Wang.
Yeah, no.
Stuff. I'm not a Kardashian, thankfully. Right. I have some common sense.
I'm probably a smaller butt than that.
Yes. But I think they have pride in their rear ends.
They do.
They do like probably 500,000 squats a day. I would say a million, but who can do a million?
Right.
Question, answer, fun time.
Okay.
So Stephanie McHugh, mm-hmm, who was my guest last week, left questions for you for this week.
Oh, okay.
Next week, I have T-Squared on, and you'll leave questions for her.
Oh, goodness. That's a lot of pressure.
If you don't have them today, you have a week to get them to me. All right?
Yes.
All right. So first, what is your all-time favorite Wisconsin memory?
Being a roller skating waitress at Rudy's Drive-In.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever fall?
Oh, yeah.
Did you drop food?
Oh, yeah. I actually ran into the back of a car.
Oh.
And been hit by a car. Yeah.
Those would cause some memories. How long did you work there?
8 years.
Holy muffin.
Yeah.
Was it a tip job? Like people tipped you?
Yeah.
Did you do tricks?
I did not. No.
Were there people that did? I could see those like show offs, like doing spinny, like Vera Wang style.
No, it was too dangerous. You hit a rock, things just go wrong. It's just not good.
On days when it was like icy outside, could you leave the skates at home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we were only open March to September, October-ish.
Okay.
But when it rained, you just didn't skate. You had to walk.
Oh, I bet you loved those days.
Yeah, I hated that. It was horrible. You just got drenched.
I bet. I bet. Sonic still does that from time to time.
They do occasionally.
Yeah. I would feel like there could be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised we never had to sign any, like, insurance waivers or anything.
I bet today you would.
Yeah, probably.
Are you pretty accident prone?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, I would have scars if I tried to roller skate as a waitress. I was a waitress, and I could not carry a tray without skates. So,
yeah, it takes a little bit of.
Did you wear like knee pads?
No.
Wow, you are crazy, out of control.
Yeah, there were many scraped legs and blood, and it's a good time.
You can't see it anymore. I tried to skateboard once, and I totally jacked up my elbow. For the longest time, it was like one of those raised, like,
oh, yeah.
Look what I did trying to skateboard. But that was like a long time ago. I'm not doing the math. Ah. So last week, Stephanie talked about lifting weights and to stay fit. What do you do for interval training? You were talking about that with Carrie the last time you were on. Mm-hmm. So what do you do for interval training?
So recently, I just got back into spinning.
I haven't done this.
I love spinning. I have not been going to the spinning class because it doesn't work with my schedule.
Oh.
So I downloaded some spinning workouts off of Pinterest.
Oh, that's...
And that is what I have been doing.
Spinning.
Yes.
Do you do the dancing?
Spinning. No. No. There would have to be alcohol involved in order for me to dance, and that just doesn't sound
safe. Defeats the purpose.
Yes.
Now, do you work out with Carrie?
Nope.
Okay.
Right. No. 2 days a week, I have a trainer.
Uh-huh.
And so I go and see him. And then the other 3 days, I work out at Anschutz Wellness Campus, right on our campus. So
okay.
It's really easy.
Does your trainer tell you what you can and cannot eat?
No.
Okay.
He is very... We talk over things in regards to nutrition and what might work and what might not work. But he never tells me what I can and can't eat.
So he's not like, lay off the sugar.
No. I mean, we have done
Don't
things
Don't eat
where,
donuts.
Right. He'd prefer me not to eat donuts.
but he doesn't grill you. How many donuts you had this week?
No.
That's good.
We do occasionally do those things where let's for 10 days, let's just do no sugar or let's do no carbs or whatever. But it's normally a joint process.
How long have you gone without carbs?
So.
I'm not good at it. Yeah. I tried. I've lasted like a day. And then I'm like, I'm eating like tons of bacon because I feel like I'm depriving my body.
Right?
When it's all mental.
But bacon's so good. You can't go without it. It's hard.
What did you think about Carrie's vegan trip?
So I did vegan once for about 3 days.
Oh, she did it for a whole month?
I know. It was insane. Whoa. More power to her. I could not do it again.
When she came over to record, she was still vegan-y.
Yeah.
Vegan-ing, that's a word. And I offered her cheese.
Yes, I heard.
I'm an idiot. I didn't offer you cheese.
And I'm from Wisconsin.
It was just weird. Like, because I think I had just come home, like, kind of similar today. And I was like, when I come home, I'm kind of like a kid coming home from school. I need a snack. And I'm like, here, you want some cheese? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cheese is like the hardest part of being a vegan.
Oh, I can't even. I don't understand. What's wrong with cheese?
I know.
No one dies for cheese.
Right? I
like,
don't get it.
It just comes out. I don't understand.
Me neither.
Anyway, I'm glad that was temporary.
Yeah.
If you could get a tattoo tomorrow, what and where would it be?
Well, since I already have 10.
What would number 11 be?
So I'm adding to this tattoo.
It's a very colorful tattoo. I'm going to take a picture before you leave.
So I'm adding and creating a half sleeve.
Oh.
So we're going to add maybe some more flowers or some lace.
Ooh, lace.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you would add lace to your already...
I would.
...shoulder tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard because I have multiple tattoos in my head. So, like, there's a heart tattoo design that I want behind my ear.
Hmm. What do you think of the semicolon thing?
Are you going to do it? I won't do it for me, but I think that it's really meaningful, and I love it for those that have a purpose behind it.
So talk about what the meaning of the semicolon.
So if I remember correctly, so the semicolon is basically that their life isn't ending and everything continues. And that even though you take a break sometimes and sometimes life gets hard, you're still going to keep on going.
Yes.
And that is what that semicolon is about. And I know a lot of people that have self-harm or have tried to commit suicide in the past have done that. And I just love that as a tattoo. And I think it's something amazing. And it just reminds you of where you've been and where you're about to go.
And it's like one of those things that just like popped up in my Facebook feed. But I feel like it's been around for a lot longer.
I think so, too.
But I only have discovered it in the last week. And I'm like, yeah, I was talking to Steve about it. I was like, it's a really cool meaning. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it means that your story's not finished. Yeah. There's still more to happen. And he's like, oh, well, we should get semicolons. He was being facetious, but I was like, yes, yes. But yeah. All right. The next one, Amber. Yes. You've inspired me to try Jamberries. Do you have any secrets to having it last long on?
I think the secret is making sure you clean your nails ahead of time, because you want to make sure that everything is off your nails. So you wipe it down with an alcohol swab and you clear everything off. So that way, when you put them on, they stay on for a long period of time.
Do you have Jamberries on now? You don't. I'm like, wow, they have the French tip.
I saw you looking at my nails and I kept trying to hide them, but I talk with my hands. So I recently was at a wedding.
I know, like out of the country, right?
No, I was in Wisconsin. Oh. Kind of like out of the country, though.
But I feel like, did you go out of the country recently?
No, I don't even have a passport.
I'm an idiot. Sometimes I see things on Facebook and I think I create my own story.
I know what you saw.
Okay.
I said that if Scott Walker was going to be voted in as president, that I would leave the country and move to New Zealand.
Okay, so my head thought you were going to a wedding in New Zealand.
Yes.
Damn it, Janet. Wow. I must have had some Malibu that night.
It happens.
And then I saw wedding pictures. I was like, oh, that's such a beautiful wedding in New Zealand. Oh, heavens to Betsy. So you just went to a wedding.
I did.
They don't have Jamberry wedding nails?
Well, they did. But
you were in the wedding party, right?
I was in the wedding party.
So everyone had to have the same
nails. So I chose to go and do the gel nail thing and get the white manicure
done. I'm not judging you. I feel kind of bad. Like, I'm like,
it's okay.
I know you do. I know you.
I have like 300 of them.
I choose to get my nails professionally done and I get invited to your Jamber. I'm like, crap, Amber, I can't. For a month, I took a time off, and I should have taken a picture of my horrible nails and sent them to you, because you would see why I can't do Jamberries.
But that's why I did Jamberry, is because I have been able to strengthen my nails and grow my nails. These are my nails.
That's awesome.
And I love that, because I used to get fake nails all the time, and it ruined my nails. And now I have good nails that are strong and long.
Yep.
And I actually do have Jamberries on my toenails, though.
Ooh. She totally took her socks off.
Yep.
Oh, those are pretty. Yeah. You could do Jamberries on your toenails?
Yes.
How long do they last?
They stay on for like 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
I know. It says 6 weeks.
I don't get my toes done professionally.
Right. I love them on my toes. They last for seriously like 3 months. All right.
Invite me to another Jamberry party.
All right.
I got toes. We can do that. I got toes. I got toes. All right. And the last question, because Stephanie is an overachiever. Like, I don't require more than 3, and she sent 5.
Oh, goodness.
So she said, your woman crush of the week earlier this year was your friend Alyssa Meacher, who is expecting right about now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Has she had her baby yet?
She has not.
When is the due date?
July 19th.
Stephanie did her homework like nobody's business.
I know. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous for myself for leaving questions for someone next week.
I know, right? Precedent.
Lots of pressure.
So your friend having a baby. Have you had the baby shower, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Was it a grand affair?
It went off pretty well. We actually just did it at work.
Oh.
Yes. We had just one at work. And then there's a lot of people that showed up. I went a little overboard.
I think most of us without kids do.
Yeah.
At least once.
Well, and I was really excited that she's having a girl.
Ooh,
and so,
pink.
Yes.
Yay.
There was all this stuff that I had to buy. And then I actually kept buying after the baby shower and got in trouble. So.
Was it out of the Amber budget?
It was.
You were awesome. Did you do the poopy diaper candy test?
We did
test?
Not.
Good. Because I
did
think
no
that
tests
is,
or
that
no.
is horrible.
Yeah.
Did you do like. What did you do?
Nothing.
Okay.
No games.
No games.
It was fabulous. I hate games.
Lots of gifts, though.
Yes, lots of gifts and food.
Food. Food.
Yes.
All right, Hollywood happenings time. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, like, obsessed with Hollywood, where are you on the Hollywood I care about anything in Hollywood scale? Because most of my co-hosts don't give a crap.
Right.
Stephanie was probably like, she's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm like, what the heck? You're awesome. But if you don't know half the people I talk about, it's okay. Where are you on that scale? J- Just so
it
I can.
Depends. It's probably like a 6 or a 7.
Okay, so Scott Disick.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on with him. This is your test. Pop quiz.
So him and Courtney just broke up.
The fact that you know it was Courtney, yeah. You win.
Yes.
Because Carrie would be like, who?
Yeah.
Is he in One Direction? Actually, no. She'd be like, is he in one of those boy bands?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. You don't need to. Okay. You win.
I just love that the best part that I know that they broke up was because my boyfriend who was driving in the was sitting in the passenger seat next to me was the one who told me. I was like, are you listening to me right now? He's like, no, I'm reading online about how Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian just broke up. And I'm like, what? Who are you?
Does he watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
Why does he know anything about that?
I don't get it. I chose not to ask.
Okay. I think I would do the same.
Yeah.
Because I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Right. Shameful. I know. I fell into the trap like 2.5 years ago and it sucks. But I still love it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, they broke up. Holy muffin.
Right?
So I was like him, but I had a reason. I don't know. That's fishy.
He might have a reason. Maybe he's a closet Kardashian watcher. Yes.
When you're away, he's like DVRing.
I think that might be it.
All right. So Hollywood happenings. Yeah. Carrie Underwood. Broke her car window to save her son and her dogs. Pretty awesome.
Right?
Like, she jumped. Actually, she didn't break the car window. She later tweeted that it was her brother-in-law that broke the car window. But she said that her dogs had inexplicitly locked out themselves. Well, they locked themselves and the 5-month-old son, Isaiah Michael Fisher, in the car. And so a window had to be broken. Can you imagine? Like,
no.
Like, bam. I'm glad that she clarified because I'm like, how would a woman, a tiny little woman, break a car window?
I know. I'm like, did she grab a brick? Did she use her elbow? Like,
or that rock that Mike Fisher gave her?
Exactly. That one might do it.
Yeah. But everyone is fine because cars could get really hot this time of year.
Yes, they can.
There was a test, one of the podcasts I listened to. He wanted to see how hot it got because someone had locked their dog in the car went into a store. And it was like 114 in the car by the time someone got the dog out. Yes. Stupid animal owners. Grr. But he sat in a car for like, he didn't even make it the whole time. It got to like 99 degrees and he's like, I can't do it. Can you imagine? Yeah. 114. No. Ridiculous. So dogs, kids, don't. Ugh.
Yeah.
I will put my dog in my purse and go into the grocery store if I have to. Nobody has ever stopped me.
That wouldn't work.
It's not
work
like
for
I'm
me.
Leashing. Oh, yeah, you have a big dog.
I'd be like a duffel bag. I just like drag behind me.
Well, Butterfly fits perfectly in a purse.
Yes.
She's never made a mess. I'm waiting for the day, and no one's ever stopped me. But I don't know about you, big dog owners. Moonpie just stays home.
Yeah, I mostly just leave him home on hot days. It's just not worth it, because even if I have to run in somewhere just for a second, it's so not worth it.
Well, the last time was when I was bringing her home from the vet, and she needed the chicken and rice meal.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't have anything thawed out, and you haven't eaten in a day and a half, so we probably need to get you food. Let's go to the grocery store. And I was like, they're going to kick me out. They're going to kick me out. Oh, my God. But no one said anything.
Yeah. So many people carry their dogs in purses, though, around here, I've noticed.
I've never wanted to be that person.
Fair enough.
That pampered pooch. No, the dog stays home typically. All right, Mrs. USA 2015 was crowned.
Yes, she was.
Did you see that pink dress?
I did see it.
That was perfection.
It was.
You like pink.
I do like pink.
And what did you think of the dress? Would you wear it?
I don't know if I'd wear it.
Really?
Yeah.
I would. I would wear it. Wherever. It's so pretty.
I really love the pageant dresses that are like glittery and shiny. And
hers wasn't.
No.
It was frilly.
It was frilly. I don't like the frilly on the bottom that was happening. Oh.
Did you watch Gossip Girl?
Mm-mm. Mm.
Okay. Anyway. So Miss Oklahoma won. She beat out Miss Texas. And, I forget who the other five were. Four or three.
Yeah, I forgot too.
Texas, I think they've won a lot.
Yeah.
Because you think of beautiful women from Texas. I don't know why. And pageant hair.
Yes, pageant Texas. Hair. Right? What is it? Closer to the sky, closer to God, higher the hair. Yes.
But isn't that also heels? Like, taller the heels, closer to God?
It might be.
When did fashion become so religious?
I don't know. It's rather disturbing.
Jenny Garth from 90210 got married again this weekend.
I saw that. Yep. I don't know who that was she married, though.
I don't either. David Abrams. Good for her. Hugh Jackman. Now, last week we talked about his wife saying he can do whatever he wants. He just cannot work with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So his response, very predictable, as she can't work with Brad Pitt. I'm like, why would you come out and say that? But right. Because we mentioned it last week, I had to bring it up.
It's just weird.
It is. It is.
I don't know. And Angelina is just getting the rep of being a hoe.
She is.
Yeah.
Because she is.
Right.
Well, now that she's older, I think it's less. And she's been with Brad for a while. They got married, like, officially, right?
Yes.
And she is, like, representing other countries or something. Yeah. Doing, like, an ambassador work.
And they have, like, 10 kids.
Right. But still, right. You can't erase what you did to poor Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Are you Team Jen?
I am.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I remember that day when I was watching the news and I'm like,
yeah.
What? Divorce? What? Angelina Jolie.
Brr. I know. It was so sad.
In other entertainment news, before I move on to cupcakes and present time, Trainwreck, the movie, hits theaters this Friday. Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what that was.
Drawn a blank. Everyone should go see this movie. I was able to see it a couple months ago, and I'm going to be posting the interview I did with Amy Schumer this week.
Oh, nice.
But it's hilarious. If you liked Bridesmaids, you're going to love this movie.
See, I didn't like Bridesmaids.
Okay, don't say that.
There were certain parts of it that I liked, but there are certain parts where I just couldn't.
She's just one of those comedians where there's like kind of like you did to me on the last two girls, like, where there's no holds bar. Yeah. Like, she's just going to, this is the line, she's way over there,
right?
Crossing it. So I think you would love her.
Yeah, and it looked, the previews look really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
she wrote it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, it looks really funny. My boyfriend actually said that it reminded him a lot of us. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
Uh-oh. Maybe you shouldn't go see this, especially with him. Don't go see it with him. Nope. All right. Presents and cupcakes, fun. That means we're going to go over celebrity birthdays.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this is for the whole week, starting yesterday, going to Saturday. So yesterday, I almost didn't want to mention this guy, but he had a birthday. We're going to talk about it. Bill Cosby. He turned 78.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. He's just broken.
Yes.
Pudding for me. gospel singer Sandy Patty is 59. Singer-guitarist Kimberly Perry of the band Perry is 32. Country music fan. Woo-hoo. High five, because Carrie wouldn't know who I'm talking about. July 13th, that is today. Patrick Stewart is 75.
Wow.
I think he's from one of the Star movies. Star Wars, Star Trek. Wasn't it Star Trek? The bald white guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Harrison Ford is 73. We know who that is.
We do.
Tomorrow, actress Jane Lynch is 55. She's from Glee and other things. Country singer Jamie Johnson turns 40.
Oh.
July 15th, actress Bridget Nielsen is 52. Actor Brian Austin Green is 42. I didn't realize he was that much older than me. Because I had a crush on him at one point.
Yeah. I didn't think he was that older either.
Is he still with Megan Fox?
I don't know.
I know. It's one of those relationships where...
You don't really...
Yeah.
No.
July 16th, Will Ferrell is 48. Ooh. Country singer Craig Morgan is 51.
I love him.
He's awesome. International Harvester.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
He's a good performer.
And he has, like, tons of kids, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem like a party monster.
Right.
Another good guy that I love, and there's going to be a lot of haters out there, especially right now, is country singer Luke Bryan.
He turned 39. Oh my God, I love Luke
Bryan. I guess he said something recently that offended some older country fans, and we're not even going to mention it because stop hating,
right?
Let's all love. All right. Tom Cullen of Downton Abbey is 30. Do you watch Downton Abbey?
No.
Me either. Okay. July 18th, Vin Diesel turns 48.
Wow.
Kristen Bell is 35.
She's so cute.
She is. Ryan Cabrera. Do you remember that name from like the early
2000s? I remember the name.
Yeah, I think he had like a reality show for a minute.
Yeah.
I saw his name on a downtown sign this last weekend. He's going to be at like the local radio station does like the Live at 5 on Fridays.
Oh, sure.
And he's going to be one of their guests. And I was like, that's not a name. I haven't heard that name since like 2002. But
yeah.
His birthday's this week. So weird coincidence. All right. And Chase Crawford turns 30. Gossip Ooh. Girl again. He's a cutie. Yeah, and he dated Carrie Underwood at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Back in the day.
Huh.
Yeah, she had a couple flings there, but I probably nothing serious. Probably just publicity.
Probably.
How's it going? Are you having fun?
I am. My one foot is cold since I took off that sock.
Oh, well, put your sock back on.
I don't want to make any noise.
You're so my one foot is cold. That's the thing. I have, like, you'll notice I have fuzzy slippers on because we're in the basement. Maybe I should tell everyone to bring their fuzzy slippers because it gets cold. It gets cold down here.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about some chatter that's been going around that I found. Now, I've heard several people talk about things that successful people do to start their day.
Yes.
And things that successful people do throughout the day. I found an article that talked about things successful people do before going to bed.
Nice.
Yeah. So you want to talk about the first one?
Sure. So people read before they go to bed.
Do you read before you go to bed?
No.
Me either. I'm so lame.
Yeah, I mostly just watch TV.
Me too.
I mean, I read Facebook newsfeed.
I know. And Instagram. Can you read Instagram? Yeah,
yeah,
there's
you
captions.
Can read Instagram.
And sometimes sure. Twitter if I'm feeling...
Yeah. Right?
Special.
Yeah.
I just started subscribing to Audible.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I'll ever read again.
Yeah.
They'll read it to me.
I don't like hearing people talk like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a really hard time hearing. It's different for me. It's difficult.
So does this psychologist part of you think that maybe something happened to you as a child when someone was reading to you?
Oh, there's so many things that probably happened to me as a child. We should just
Let's not go that deep. Nope. Okay, the next thing that successful people do before bed is they reflect on the day.
Nice.
Yep. Taking a concluding call on how things went for the day. Reflecting on one's areas of strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, I don't do that. I need to work on that.
Mostly just happy I didn't like run into something or manage to cut off a limb during
the
day.
I'm the same way. So. Oh, yeah. You know, I hate... Okay. I hate when people post Facebook photos of them cutting off stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that you almost cut off your thumb cutting a watermelon.
Did you see the picture of the football player that that ruined his hand with the fireworks?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrific.
Why would they post that?
Oh, it was so gross.
I've never reported anyone on Facebook, but I wanted to. Report. Yeah. What if a kid was... Oh, nightmares.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
sorry.
Bad. Spend time with family.
Yeah.
Sharing with your partner what you did the whole day.
My partner would be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't say that. He just wouldn't absorb anything. And then later on when I would bring it back up, he'd be like, what are you talking about? I've learned this.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I learned
too. And I've read articles where you shouldn't bring your whole day home.
Yeah.
They don't need that. No. It's not going to help a relationship.
And I feel like it's just worse for you because now if something bad happened in your day, you're just rehashing everything you lived through during the day. Like lock it up when you shut your door and leave it there.
It's hard sometimes though.
It's very hard.
Like, I've come home and been like, Steve, you wouldn't believe what so-and-so did. Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe it. Grr. And
yeah.
He's like, who?
Right. That happens to me, too.
Number four, I've thought about doing, but my phone is my alarm clock. They switch off the phone.
Yes. Carrie does that.
I know.
I'm pretty sure she does it just to ignore
us. I think she does it at, like, 2 p.m.
Yeah, I know.
I'll text her and be like, hello.
Right.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
She's gotten better at it's very spurty.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're, like, getting texts from her at, like, 10 a.m., and they're, like, paragraphs long, and I'm like, hey, Carrie, hi, and I'm, like, responding. I get excited, and then 2 days later, still nothing. She teases us. She's a big tease.
She does. I will say she does try to respond to me somewhat quickly because I get paranoid, so then I call her all day at work. I'm like, did I do something?
Are you
did
mad
I make
at
you
me?
Mad? Like, what happened?
I do that, too, but I'm bad at, like, try and hide it.
Right.
So I keep it inside and I'm just like, I'll be like, Steve, I think so-and-so doesn't like me. And you can ask him. He'll be like, nobody likes you, Janet, because that's, I go through this cycle. Like, so-and-so did not look at me right. I don't think they like me. And he's like, shut up.
Nice.
So I'm glad we're on the same. I think we're very similar in that way. Carrie, text us back.
Right?
Gosh. They also, intelligent people, successful people, they plan for the next day. I do that when it comes to work. And some, like, I know when Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine people are coming over.
Right.
I know when I have dinner plans with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
But I don't know how, like, this says a to-do list for tomorrow is how some like to start their way to a good night's sleep. I don't think that would start my, it'd start my brain for the next day.
Right. That's how I feel too. No.
The next one. Number 6.
Right. So maintaining a journal or a diary.
Do you write have a journal? No.
No. I have Facebook, I guess.
We are failing, Amber.
I know. It's no wonder I'm not successful.
All of those successful people listening are like, ha ha. Get on your stuff, ladies.
I know.
The next one is think positive thoughts, which I do because I like to not have bad dreams. And so I like to wipe all the negativity. I always tell my boyfriend that there's like an eraser that goes across my mind and I'm just like, blank. And that's positive to me.
That works.
Yep. And then the last one, number 9.
Walk or meditate.
I'll sometimes do that after dinner.
Yeah.
I'll walk, not meditate. I'm not a meditator.
I can't
It's hard
meditate.
For me to stop and just sit there and, I wait for when I'm getting ready to go to sleep to wipe my brain.
I agree. But I don't really even walk either. I walk to the bedroom. And that's about as far as
Are there
happens.
Stairs involved?
Nope.
Oh. An incline?
Nope.
A door you have to open?
Nope. I sometimes have to step over my dog.
There we go. Some exercise. Get the heart rate up.
Yeah, it'll work.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know what we saw at Walmart yesterday? We saw cereal that was frozen cereal. The Disney movie Frozen.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant cereal that was frozen.
I understand how that could have been misunderstood. So that's why I rephrased it. But it looked like Lucky Charms, but was frozen. Mm. And then I was like, well, I thought Frozen was kind of going out.
Yeah, me too.
But did you know that the name Elsa has increased in popularity like major? More than 1,000 parents named their child after the famous Ice Queen from Frozen. More than 1,000.
Understand that.
I don't either. That makes Elsa the 286th most common girl's name in the nation. After not having made it to the top 500 since 1917. Elsa.
I just think.
Elsa. Let it go. Let it go. You think like teachers are going to be like when in like 6 years when they start coming into the school system like, let it go, let it go. And the kids are going to be like, who?
What? Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Right? It's just kind of like naming your children weird or normal names, but spelling them strangely.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you do that to your child.
Okay. So I have to admit something. All weekend when I've been thinking about you coming over, I'm like, Ambular. Have you gotten that from Clueless? Ever since that movie came out, does it still happen or am I just really?
It hasn't happened in a while. Probably since I moved from Wisconsin.
Look at me. I loved that movie, watched it like probably 50 times.
Yep.
And I haven't had a friend named Amber in a long time. And so I'm like, Ambular. Ambular's coming over. And then I'm like, I should ask her about it. No, that's silly. But I did.
I loved the movie, though.
Oh, good.
It was a really good movie. I used to watch it all the time as well.
And did you be like, hey, that's my name?
Yes.
And she was awesome.
And then everyone in high school called me Ambular.
Did you have any friends named Cher?
I did not.
Okay. I feel like, because if you notice, like, they're remaking a lot of movies. Like, that is one movie I want them to remake.
Yeah. I wonder who would play in it, though.
Probably one of those people from, like, Disney.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
I know. They're so young.
They are. Oh, we sound old. Old biddies. We are old biddies. All right. You just flew to Wisconsin, right? You
didn't drive. I did.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You had to go through TSA.
I did.
How would you feel if the TSA person tweeted about something that was in your luggage?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
Not at all.
No.
But what if you had $75,000 in cash in your luggage and they tweeted a picture of it?
Yeah, that'd be worse. Like, if it was like a dildo or something that they found, sure, go ahead, tweet about it.
Look, I have fun. Yay!
Right, woohoo! But 75K, that just is caused for me to get attacked.
Right. So Lisa Farbstein, a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration, who often shares pictures of crazy things found by the TSA on her Twitter account, recently tweeted this message to her nearly 1,900 followers. If you had $75,000, is this how you'd transport it? Just asking. Hashtag RIC. I don't know what that means. And she posted a picture of it.
That just doesn't make sense.
I feel like that should break laws.
Right.
And that's invasion of privacy.
Yeah, because she's been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. So somebody should have been on top of that.
That's what I'm saying. So you would be mad too.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
That's not okay.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah. So that's what I got. What do you got?
I feel like I did have something on my way here.
Pressure.
I've forgotten it.
Pressure.
I do have these fabulous keys, which I love talking about.
Okay, so you have keys around your neck.
I do.
What do they mean?
So each key has a phrase on it. So one, for me, one is let it go. The silver one is let go. Sorry not let it go.
Oh, it's let go. Crap, I didn't mean to.
And then the other one, the copper one, is believe. And these are the giving keys.
Where do you get them?
So I actually found one on the Tom's website for the Tom's shoes.
Shoes, yes.
Yeah. But the other one, I actually went to the website and purchased it.
So what's the website?
So the website is thegivingkeys.com.
Uh-huh.
And the meaning behind it is that each key is different as well, but you can choose your own word. And you are to embrace the word as you go through your life, but when you meet somebody who might need that message a little bit more, you actually give the key to them.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a pay it forward, and then you give them the message, you know, embrace this and start to learn through this and live through this. And then when you meet somebody, then you give it to somebody. So it just keeps passing on. And it's quite an interesting message. And even wearing the keys, I find myself throughout the day, like holding a key when I need that specific key. And I think let go is something that everybody needs throughout their day.
Yes.
Even if it's something small or big.
Small things can turn into very big things. Exactly. That's awesome. Thegivingkey.com.
Givingkeys.com.
Keys. That's awesome. Yeah. Amber, see?
I just love it.
I don't always ask my co-host what's up. I need to do that more because, yeah, I had not heard of these. Yeah, let go and believe. What do you need to believe more?
I think I just need to believe in myself more. I think I don't give myself as much credit. And so I
can tell
you
you're funny and you're strong and you haven't made me blush today. And I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous after last time. I'm like, she's going to make me blush.
I know. I kept trying, but there just wasn't anything that led that way.
Thank you.
My boyfriend's like, do it. Just go in there. Just lay it all out on the line.
I'm just glad that you didn't. I wasn't ready. It was Monday. Maybe if we had you on a Tuesday.
Right? Maybe.
Speaking of, you're going to come back, right?
Yes.
It took a lot to get you here.
I know. Like... I'm difficult.
No, you have a busy life. Because at first it was the dog. You had to have dog care. And then you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's right. I called him my gardener last time. Yes. So he's fine. Now he's my dog watcher.
Progression, right?
Exactly.
And marriage? No.
We're talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating?
A little over a year.
Damn it. Everybody moves faster than Steve and I. We've been together 5 years. And that's why I thought you'd be like, no, what are you talking about? Nope. Steve, hashtag help. So, marriage. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like serious, like dates.
No. Well, we're not.
Do you have Pinterest boards for your wedding?
Of course I have a Pinterest board.
But do you share it with him?
Yeah, he's seen it.
Does he like, oh, I like that, I don't like that?
He does. He provides input in everything. We talk about venues and what we want. And
you got to snag him.
I know.
It's good stuff. Has to ask you.
He does.
Come on, Gardner.
I know, right? What's his taking name? So long? Nick.
That's right.
You can call him Gardner. It's
Nick
okay.
The Gardner.
There you go. It'll work.
Ambular and Nick the Gardner.
Yeah.
Would you get married in Colorado or Wisconsin?
Oh, Colorado.
I didn't know. Family, travel, you never know what's easiest.
Meh.
Colorado is beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful. I was at Union Station this weekend, and there was a wedding happening.
Yeah, I've seen pictures from weddings there. It's gorgeous. We did look at pricing, though. It's a little expensive.
I can only imagine. But there's a hotel attached.
There is. Which is nice, especially for out-of-town guests.
Yes. And it's downtown Denver. You got the Rockies.
I know. There's just everything Broncos, right there.
Whatever season. And Elitches.
Yeah. Right?
All right. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent.
I was actually going to go off on my own little tangent here about weddings. Just
go for it. Run.
The wedding that I was in, I have to say that it was amazing to be a part of it because it was a wedding, but it was a same-sex wedding.
I didn't even notice that part. I thought you were New Zealand. Dear Lord. Oh, my gosh. I should be banned from Facebook because I'm not reading it thoroughly. I'm like, ooh, pretty pictures. Ooh, 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 New Zealand wedding. Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So how was it different? Was it different than a...
You know, I think it was just more... It was more emotional because although it's been legal in the state of Wisconsin since last year, I think it was October, being that it was 1 week after it was just announced that the whole U.S., that's what they had to do, you know, it was just so great to be a part of that and to watch all of the love that was there for just them. There were so many people there and they got married in a church. And so for me, I don't want to get married in a church, but for them to be married in a church and have that support, it was just amazing. And it was... The love, you couldn't get past how much love was there. Aww. And I thought that was amazing.
And I'm sure that helped with Nick.
It did. Yes. We walked away and he was like, I want our wedding to be like this. It was the best wedding ever.
And you're like, our wedding? No, you've been talking about it. I would have been like, our wedding? What? Yes, I will. We don't talk like that.
You start. Just start showing Pinterest boards. You'll be all right.
Hey, look. This is what our wedding would be like. Oh, my God. I couldn't even. But Steve's been married before. Has Nick been married before?
No.
See? Difference.
Yes.
I'm making excuses. Well, that's awesome. Now, were you, like, maid of honor?
Nope. I was just a bridesmaid.
Just a bridesmaid. That is not a thing. You were a bridesmaid, not just a bridesmaid. You were a bridesmaid. How many bridesmaids were there?
13.
Holy muffin.
Yeah.
That's an unlucky number. Well, unless you're Taylor Swift.
Well, we had, so I think there was 13 or 14, because I think there was eight. There must have been 14, because there was 18 in the wedding part of total, and four of them were men. So.
18.
Yes.
Wowzers.
Yeah. They're very well loved in our community at home. And they also are involved in pageants. So they're involved in the Miss America Scholarship Program.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So they're directors of a local pageant back home. So they had some of the girls that were in there that were, that one of them actually just gave up her local pageant reign to, she just got Miss Teen Wisconsin U.S. or Miss Teen Wisconsin. I can't talk.
No, you're fine.
No.
Wow. That's awesome. Look at you, like, weddings, pageants. We're, like, intertwined. I don't know.
I can pull it all together.
Yes. So we'll have you back.
Yes.
And I thank you so much for coming all the way down here to Parker.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.